Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Based on something that Wendy said earlier off the air, maybe it was even on the air, I got to ask this question this morning, and I'm not sure we're going to get any response to it, but Wendy feels a connection to somebody on TV. She feels like she and this dude from The Bachelor, Roberto, were supposed to be together.
Oof. I mean, he is just good looking. I mean, and he's nice and he's humble and he's just chivalrous. And I think if we met, like, we would just hit it off and then that would be the guy I marry. Like, if he ends up being the next Bachelor and I'm on The Bachelor as one of the contestants, one of the girls he has to choose from, he would just go straight to me. He would propose on one knee on the first day.
So here is my question to y'all listening right now, and I'm going to demand you use the voice disguiser. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Who do you think that you really have a connection with in movies or TV? Or it could be music also. There's a celebrity there that if they just met you, you guys know that you could be best friends or that you guys would be hanging out or husband and wife eventually.
Mm-hmm. Do you? Because I'm trying to think.
I was, yeah, racking my brain right now.
I mean,
now.
There's plenty of people I have crushes on, but I really don't think I would, there's anybody that I would say, you know what, if they just met me, then they would drop on one knee.
I can't.
I used to think that about Stifler, but we know where that road went.
Right. Jen had a big time crush on this guy, and it never went anywhere.
Dead end right there. Yeah. And then I want to be friends with Chelsea Handler, but that hasn't gone anywhere either. So those have been my two like connections to a celebrity.
There's got to be something like that you've seen in an interview or where you're like, that's exactly like me. If I ever meet them, I know that we would hang out.
I mean, I do have bragging rights, but I mean, it's American Idol. But I mean, Kimberly Caldwell, I mean, she remembered me when we were in L.A.
That's true.
And I had a crush on her as soon as I saw her in from the commercials for her season of American Idol. I thought, I mean, it's just she was hot. That's what I thought. And sure enough, she still remembers me. So that's awesome.
Now, you guys still it's sort of a business thing. But if you think that, like, if you were out at a bar.
And Katie was not in the picture.
Katie was not in the picture.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's like me and Roberto.
Here is Hannah. Good morning, Hannah. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
All right. What celebrity connection do you have that the celebrity has no idea about?
I swear I could be best friends with Julia Roberts.
You think?
I just think that people have told me before that I remind them of her, and I really think, like, she'd be a cool person, and I love watching her movies and her interviews and stuff, and I just think I could be friends with her.
That's the beauty of Julia Roberts right there, is that I think women are connected to her, that you really kind of feel like. You know, for me, it was that that dude on Robin Big, the little guy, the skateboarding dude.
Rob
Diedrich. If we ever hung out, I'm telling you, man, we'd board.
Y'all have bulldogs.
We both have bulldogs.
Walk your dogs
together. We could be hanging together.
Absolutely.
You could have a bromance.
We could. 1-877-588-2378. Here
is. Are you ever going to stop watching MTV? I'm just curious.
Probably not. And there's nothing that, and it's not really anything that engages me, but I can't turn it off, man.
It's like your homepage on the TV.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Jessica. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. What celebrity, if you just met them, you know you guys would be hooking up?
Okay, Johnny Depp.
Okay,
why?
Not even just because he's really attractive, but just on an intellectual level. I mean, you know, he completely created his own concept of that pirate and, you know what I mean? I mean, who doesn't?
Jack Sparrow, but, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and then opening his own, wanting to open his own music studio. I happen to be a musician. I love, you know, the creative aspect, not just like the dance pop music, but all different kinds. Just on an intellectual level, I think he and I would have a lot of fun.
I'm sure there are a lot of women that agree.
Absolutely.
Julie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Oh, my. Charlie Sheen. I just know that I'm the one that's for him. That's why he can't never stay married.
Oh, really? Okay. So once he came into your life, all that nonsense goes away.
That's okay.
I love that.
You could tame him.
That's fantastic.
Now, is this purely physical, or is there something that you guys have, some kind of connection that you have, maybe the party lifestyle or whatever, where you're like, I think
I kind of understand the way he is, so I think we can get along that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's funny.
I used to think that about Diane Lane. I used to have a crush on her. I thought, you know what? We'd be buddies. She, you know, she could confide in me, and she could trust in me. We'd be friends. And, you know, maybe a little alcohol one night. Who knows?
Maybe, just maybe.
I mean, you know, it's okay.
Good morning, Alyssa. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. Mine is, I think I would be best friends with Rachel McAdams. Mm-hmm. She's kind of random, but she's she just seems really sweet. She's also got a green website, and I'm a green freak, and, you know, I just think that we'd be best friends.
Okay.
That's cool.
I love how Wendy and Jen,
Yeah, like Wendy's looking at her like she's crazy, but she wants to hook up with Roberto from The Bachelor.
No, I didn't think that was crazy at all. No, Rachel McAdams seems like a cool chick.
Yeah, she's cute. I loved her in Wedding Crashers.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Michael. You're on The Burt Show.
Well, Cameron Diaz and I were actually made for each other.
You are. Now,
she
this
just
is
doesn't know it yet.
Not just physical, not just that you think she's hot, but there's something else there.
There's a connection. I think when I saw Charlie's Angels the first time, I mean, it just happened for me. We're going to go surfing together. It's fantastic.
She spoke to you like Roberto speaks to me every Monday night on The Bachelorette. He's like, Wendy, I'm waiting for you.
It's Jessica. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, I know he's not real, but if Harry Potter was a real person, him and I would be best friends. Like, I would totally kick Hermione to the curb. I read those books, and I just felt such a connection. And when I was done, I was completely depressed.
Now, that was another way to go with it. I didn't think about that. Like, what fictional character, were alive, do you think that you have a connection
You know
with?
What? I bet a lot of people feel, I mean, not necessarily about Harry Potter, but, like, people who really connected to characters in books.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, like, fantasy books, but romance novels or detective novels. I bet there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
Vanessa, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Robin Thicke, the singer.
I did not
know that he was Caucasian because I had listened to his music, but when I saw him, I just knew that we could connect. Not physical, but just good friends.
Right, but if it happened, I mean, you wouldn't kick him out of bed.
She didn't hear that part. What I am learning is that most people connect with other good-looking people. I haven't heard anybody say, I connected with an ugly person that's on TV.
There are hardly any ugly people on TV.
Sarah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, my connection would be with Taylor Hanson.
Okay.
Taylor Hanson.
Since I was about 13.
From the Hanson Brothers.
And you've never,
you've
never had a chance to actually be in front of Taylor Hanson.
Well, I was in the front row and we made eye contact. He knows I'm out there. Just waiting for him to realize he married the wrong woman.
Okay, there's still time. You know, 50% of marriages break up, so let's hope that happens for you. Hey, Andrea, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. My celebrity that I know I'd be great friends with if we ever met is one Burt Weiss.
Oh, yeah, you and I are hanging out, huh?
Yes.
Okay, what is it that I've said that we have this connection?
It's just your philosophy on life and some things that you've said that really connect, and there's times that I have said something to my sister and then she'll call me and be like, did you hear Bert just say the exact same thing you said? So we're connected in the mind.
This is, you know, this is exactly how Stacy and I met, my wife and I met, in this way right here.
What?
Say that again?
Yeah, she was listening to the show. She was a listener when I was up in Washington, D.C.
No way.
I've told you guys this story.
No, I thought you met at an event.
We did. She went specifically out to the event to meet me.
Wow.
Oh.
You know,
don't remember that.
No. I don't remember that part of it. I remember y'all met at a radio station event, but I didn't think she had been a big-time listener or anything.
She was in a carpool with a bunch of girls, and I'm not sure that Stacy was either I think she was a casual listener, and the girls in the carpool said, you know, this dude sounds like a guy. He says things that you say, and I bet you guys would be really, you'd hit it off if you met.
Really?
So it was St. Patrick's Day, and she went to the event with all these girls in the carpool, and sure enough, we hit it off, and the rest is written.
Huh. That's cool.
Hey, Mel, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Mine is Melissa Carter.
Yes,
really?
It is.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know how you go to dinner parties and people talk about, you know, if you could have lunch with somebody dead or alive, celebrity or not, who would you pick? I always say Melissa.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, I listen to you, and you are so intelligent and articulate, but you are always honest and straight up with people, and I love that about you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I think we could hang and have a great time.
We could hang and have a good time.
Preferably alive, I'm thinking.
Right.
Way more fun to do alive.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love you guys. I've been listening to you for years, and don't do the damn thing.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate it. Have
Thanks.
A great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here, Burt Show.
So I say I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
Jenna Hoppe has a brother that she is admiring in a big old way right now.
I am. I always admire my brother, and we're really close friends, and I'm just always so proud of him, and I'm really proud of him for the latest decision that he's made in his life, because it's been a really, really big one. He's a really smart guy and way into, like, the computers and web stuff, so he lives in New York City, and... lives in the city and works at a software development company. So he does a lot of their web design, a lot of their marketing, and he's worked there for a really long time. But my brother also is a comedian, and he does improv comedy and sketch comedy, and he's just started doing some stand-up comedy as well.
So he's officially a comedian, not a guy that you go, what are you, a comedian?
Right.
This guy's like, he's on stage, he gets paid, this is what he does.
Right. He
Skills.
Has been pursuing this art form for a long time, but you know how expensive New York City is. You got to pay some rent when you live there, and you know, have roommates and all that kind of stuff. So he has been doing the web designer, software company by day, and comedian and sketch comedy and improv and teaching classes and all these things by night, and all through the weekends and whatever. He is a part of a sketch group that's going to the Montreal Comedy Festival,
which is
premiere in the world, and so they're really starting to gain some momentum. But every time he goes to quit his day job, they offer him more money. So it's a little bit harder to leave. So he figures out and he goes, okay, well, I'm only going to do 4 days a week.
This is called what, the golden handcuffs is what I've heard referred to. It's you're making so much money, you can't take off.
He's not going to retire by any means, but, he's just turned 30. So all through his 20s, it's just little by little, they keep saying, we love you, we love what you're doing. stay here, we'll give you more money. So then it's, you know, 6 months later and he goes, I just don't have enough time to pursue my dream. And they, and he goes back into the office to his bosses and says, I can't do it anymore. And they give him more money. I mean, this has been going on for years now. Nice. So he wants to be able to, go and pursue comedy full time. So finally he has pulled the trigger and he is leaving the day job and going to just do comedy full time. They have gotten to the stage now where they're going to be in this comedy festival and they're going to, you know, they've got a manager and they've got agents now. So it's starting to really kind of take form. Like he just went out and did a Febreze commercial and they're hoping that that's going to pick up. And like that's all cool. These other things are kind of starting to develop and happen. But he's walking away as a 30-year-old guy from a significant amount of money to go pursue his dream. Because he's like, if I don't do it now, when am I going to ever do it?
Right.
When am I ever going to? So now is the time. And they have been sort of, like you said, the golden handcuffs over and over again. But it takes up most of his day, you know, because he's got to do a good job at his job. So he has just decided to take a step and walk away from it and pursue his art full time, which I'm just so proud of him for, because that is a risky thing to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Especially, I mean, leaving your comfort zone like that.
That is a scary, scary thing to do. And I'm just so proud of him for doing it. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to go full force for the next couple of years and just see what happens. Because if I don't, I'll never forgive myself for sitting in an office behind a computer when I should have been really out, you know, doing the auditions and writing sketch shows and pursuing his craft.
I know we've talked about this before on the show, but I wonder if we'll get any calls on this. If there's anybody going through sort of the same mental process right now that we could sort of follow through it. Like you're thinking about making the decision to switch careers, to do something that you really, really love. And right now you're in the same position as Jen's brother, where you're at work, you're making some decent cash, but some thoughts have just started to creep in right now. Like, maybe I'd be a whole hell of a lot happier if I was doing something, taking the risk and doing something I really want to do. You haven't made the decision yet, but we want to sort of follow you as you make the decision to see if you really do it. 1-877-588-BERT. It's 1-877-588-2378.
And I'm guessing a lot of people right now, much like my brother, are going, okay, it's a recession. It's probably the worst job market that we've had in this country in a very long time. So many people are out of work. How am I going to leave a paying job with benefits and blah, you know, all of that? How am I going to leave a job right now in this job market? If you have one, you feel pretty lucky to have one in this day and age right now. So it was a big decision for him, but he's taking the leap.
I forget the statistic that I read, and this was a while back, but it was something astronomically, and it was a big old bummer. Like 68% of people in their careers are disappointed by the career that they chose.
Really?
That they wake up in the morning and they don't like where they're heading. Like they know they're going to spend 8 hours at a job that they're just not engaged by or passionate about. And they're just sitting there and they're just watching. You've had days like this, right? Where the clock just seems to go back like two, like it used to in high school. And then one. And it just takes forever for the day to end. Like 68% of the people in America are like that, are disappointed by the job they chose.
Well, I think a lot of people don't pursue their passion. You know, I think a lot of people want to try to be practical, and sometimes your passion doesn't pay. And I think for a lot of people, that's why they do something different. But I am a total believer in the try and fail than not try at all, because I do think that regret, you know, whether you believe it or not, regret is one of the worst emotions and the worst things you can live with, you know? And I think, I think regret is far worse than failure. If you fail, then you tried. I really do believe that at least now you know the answer, you know, and you can move on to something else.
I'm with you on that. To me, inaction in anything is the worst place to be. That limbo phase between any two decisions where you just keep putting it off. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship or if it's a job. Inaction is absolutely the worst place to be in.
Definitely.
Hey, Kyle, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going? I love you guys' show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We're looking for somebody that's sort of teetering right now. Like you're in a job, you're not digging on it too much, and some thoughts have started to creep into your head that maybe you want to go and do something else.
Yeah, I've got a really good job in Atlanta where I'm making decent money, and I actually just got married about 6 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I actually feel like I'm supposed to be joining the military. I feel like it's what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to be going. Wow. So I'm having kind of battle with which way to go on it, stay with what's comfortable or Ooh. Go do what I feel like I'm supposed to do.
And I think for a lot of people, too, the transition is tougher when there's somebody going along with you. What does your wife say about this?
She was really skeptical at first, but she's starting to kind of come around to it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And, yeah, and I felt really guilty about that to begin with because I love her a lot and I don't want to do anything wrong by her. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So she's kind of, she told me yesterday she got my back 100%. That's what I believe.
That's awesome.
Boy, you know
I
what?
Just got goosebumps.
That's sweet. That's a really awesome decision. I mean, that is. Which, if Stacey came to me tomorrow and said that she went, like her heart was in the military, I'd try to talk her out of that.
Mm-hmm. What branch do you plan on going into?
I'm planning on going to the Army.
Okay. Fantastic.
Awesome. So when did that light switch just sort of go off for you?
Well, it was about 6 months ago I decided that I kind of felt like that's what I needed to do, but I actually got into a car accident and got a pretty bad injury. Mm-hmm. So I've been having to try to, you know, go through rehab and get back from all that stuff so I could actually join. So they're now telling me that I'm actually going to be able to have my medical waiver and go ahead and get in and everything. So it's kind of coming full circle.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, definitely. Kyle, let me put you on hold. We want to get your phone number and we'll talk to you and we'll sort of follow you through the whole process to see if you go through with it or not.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Hold on one sec, Kyle. Thank you for calling. Well, that'll be fun because there's a whole bunch of different angles on that.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to the wife because that came out of nowhere for her.
Right. And I do think, I do think for a lot of people, that's also the obstacle in pursuing your dream is because, again, if it doesn't pay, like, of course, the military is going to take care of them. But if it's something that doesn't pay and then you're telling your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or your children, look, I want to do this and we're not going to be making as much money. That's when you're like, well, wait a second, you know.
Hey, Garrett, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Doing all right.
What's up, man?
I'm actually currently in IT field as well. Actually, that story kind of reminisce of myself. I'm currently in IT field, work for a great company in Atlanta. Great benefits, everything. I've always wanted to do my own business. Actually, I'm doing it on the side, but always on the fence of actually trying to decide when it is the right time to leave because I'm currently have a house also to have payments and trying to figure out, okay, if I do leave the job, am I going to be able to make enough money to pay the mortgage, pay the bills and all that kind of stuff. So that's where I'm at. I decided I was going to do it last year. I had rented out my house for a year, had somebody in the house, and after a few months, it didn't work out. I had to actually evict them from the house. So now I'm back into my house again, paying the bills again. So it's right now I'm like starting back over that whole process of trying to decide when would be the right time to actually pursue my dreams.
So what is your dream? What do you want to do instead of computers?
I actually want to do computers, but do my own business. Currently do website designs and development for small businesses. I'm currently doing it on the side right now.
Right.
But I want to do more of that, but I can only do more of that if I had the time to devote more time to doing it.
And money.
Yeah. And money. Yeah. And that's always the conflict, too, is like you need the time to start your own business, but if you're currently in a job, then you don't have the time to spend on that.
Yeah.
It's like a nasty catch 22. Yeah. All right, one more call here. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the Burt Show.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Guys. basically, my husband is a chef at a prominent restaurant here, and he just decided on one vacation that he wanted to start a restaurant in Spain. So we're in the process of moving our whole family there now.
To Spain?
Wow.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Now, does his current employer know that he's going to be taken off soon?
No.
They don't know that.
Okay. All right.
When is this whole process supposed to move forward?
Well, we're hoping in September.
Well, that's
congratulations.
Really quick.
Yeah. Now, just on vacation, you guys were there and he just felt like a connection to Spain?
Yeah. We have family over there and just a lot of support. And he said it would be great for our children. And so we decided to do it. I figured life is an adventure. Might as well just do it.
That's fantastic. How old
are your children?
My daughter is 15 and my son is 11.
Okay.
Do they both sort of understand? Well, of course, the 15-year-old understands what's going on. Is she happy about it or is she disappointed?
Yeah, she's super excited.
Spanish
super
boys.
Excited.
Hello.
That's awesome. Let me put you on hold too, Jennifer, and I'd love to talk to you over the next couple of weeks and see how close to this dream you guys get.
All right, thanks.
Okay, hold on one second.
Now that's awesome.
Man, every time I'm on vacation, I feel that way. Like, I know Jen, she's going to be in France over the next couple of weeks, and she's going to come back and sit here, the money she gets back, and she's going to be You know what? I could have made that happen.
How do I get back to Saint-Tropez? I'm not sure, but I got to figure it out.
Totally, right?
This is The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any endless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Bird Show.
Well, over the weekend, we don't get paid, actually, until this week. So I'm living...
we don't get paid.
Yeah, that...
Maybe, I don't know how that transitioned, that but that was a great transition. No, we get paid this week, and I'm living on a budget. So I pretty much live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. So like if you lost this job today...
I'd be screwed.
Like, how long before you'd have to give up the apartment and the car and everything?
Relatively fast, depending on how many paychecks I had.
Like 2 weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks?
Well, yeah, we get paid every 2 weeks.
That's really personal, Bert.
Well, I know. That's the
you
question that we've all...
You can't push her on her money thing.
That's the question we've all asked each other before at one point or another.
But she's 24.
Yeah, I'm not coming down. I'm just asking questions.
I live paycheck to paycheck. Right now, I have 15 bucks until payday, which is used for gas money right now. So I had to be a little creative with my food selection because usually I buy groceries at the beginning of every paycheck and restock the fridge, restock the pantry. So over the weekend, I had to be creative because I'm running a little low in everything, including bread. So I didn't have bread over the weekend. I'm just going through my...
You just pick out the moldy parts.
But it is bad.
No.
When you're out of bread.
I really didn't even have a loaf of bread. Like,
I don't even have
any mold.
Moldy bread. Okay.
I didn't have mold
to eat around.
Because I've done that maneuver right there, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Where there's only like 6 pieces left and it's sort of moldy, but you can cut around the inside and around the edges and make
because
it work just fine.
Especially when you're hungry.
If it's just the white fuzzy part, you can pull that out.
It
if it's
really
green
matter.
And it's something you can put into a lab,
you can take like a Tylenol. You know, it'll all go away. It'll cancel each other out as long as you got food in your belly. No, so all I had was literally some turkey and some sliced cheese in my refrigerator. So I was like, I can be creative with this. So I literally took 3 pieces of turkey and I took my piece of cheese, put it all together, put some spicy mustard on the top, like rubbed the entire thing together. So it was literally folded in half sandwich and I ate it without the bread. So, I mean,
it was like a roll up.
It was a sandwich roll up with no bread. Very filling, but it did. That's what I had to do.
It was food.
So I'm just wondering, what are people's creative solutions if they're running low in their pantry? Because at this point, you're just like, rice. Like, I'm making everything because I'm starving. So I'm like, rice.
So what are you looking for? Like, you're like the poor person's makeshift?
The poor person's cookbook, because you just run low and you need to kind of figure out how to pull everything together.
You call them like utility meals. Like, whatever's in the pantry, what can you make a utility meal out of?
877-588-BERT. 877-588-2378.
Because I think everybody goes through a point where you've got nothing in the bank. Mm-hmm. You've got 4 days left until you get money to go buy groceries. So all you've got is like rice, peanut butter, and popcorn.
And then you got those packets that you've kept in the drawer for a long time, and you got to figure out how to mix those together for a good sauce.
Seriously, yeah. I think right now, I have rice in my pantry. I have peanut butter. I have a thing of popcorn. I have some corn.
Do you have any tuna fish? Cans of tuna? Because to me, that's always kind of what
that's
is,
an easy one
is
right
left
there,
over.
Yeah.
And to make tuna salads really super easy because you got some mayo somewhere in the back. Or you could get mayo packets and then like maybe a little relish. Chop up some pickles that are in the back of that fridge or that pantry. Chop it all up.
She's a foodie. She knows.
I'm like, this is an awesome
together.
Refrigerator because I wish I had all those ingredients to mix together.
You don't have like an old jar of mayo that's still got some like scraped on the sides
I've
you can get
that.
Out? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got a little bit
that.
Of that.
Mm-hmm. And usually somebody's got like pickles or relish or something left over that one time you mm-hmm. had the cookout and you bought relish because you thought yeah. everybody would have it on their hot dog and then only one person did. So you yeah. got a whole thing of relish in there. Yeah.
This is where you got to go with this. Like you almost have to remember the conversations that you had with like your grandparents when they were telling you about like the Great Depression and mm-hmm. the foods that they used to make out of absolutely nothing back in the day. Like we just had ketchup, we had warm water, we put them together, we made tomato soup.
Yeah.
How does that work? Right.
And it's fascinating. And I thought the poor person's cookbook would be a great idea, but then you wouldn't be able to afford the book once it's published.
Right.
That's so true. To give it away
online.
For free.
Yeah. Online.
Brandon, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Hot dogs wrapped in biscuit wrapped around a hot dog with a cheese in it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hot dog wrapped with biscuit and cheese. I mean, you're talking about, what, 70 cents per biscuit
yep.
right there?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. I do have biscuits because my mom made those last night.
So if we were putting together a cookbook just for poor folks,
mm-hmm.
like you just got the standards
you're
in
broke.
The closet and the standards in the you're broke, broke.
It's broke folk. Cookbook.
Trademark that, Melissa. Quit.
Broke having it. That
broke
is mine.
Folk cookbook.
It's mine.
877-588-2378. Good morning, Bobby. You're on the Burt Show.
Yeah, peanut butter and saltine crackers. Saltine crackers don't go as stale as bread. Don't get moldy yep. like bread, and they taste fine stale.
Yeah, man. Yep. You know, if you've got saltine crackers that you're munching on and they're stale, they've been in there since, like, the Backstreet Boys had a hit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what usually...
Dang. Why you gotta rip on BSB, okay?
Long time.
That's usually the only thing you have in your pantry, though, is saltine crackers. And I had to succumb to peanut butter yesterday, which I really don't like.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. Yep. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If she only has rice... Like I grew up with rice and ketchup or rice okay. and eggs or rice and like slices of hamburger or
rice and soy
rice
sauce.
Rice and beans are always good.
Yeah. Yeah. Just rice with ketchup is like the best. People think I'm weird, but it's mm-hmm. really good.
Look, forget about weird. If you're broke and all you've got is rice and you've
hungry.
Got ketchup, you know what? It's a beautiful combination.
Yeah, if you're one of the broke folk.
If you broke folk.
Broke folk.
That's awesome.
I'm tweeting that. That means it's trademarked.
Carrie, good morning. You have an addition to the Broke Folk Cookbook.
Hi, Bert. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Now, are you calling from Nashville?
I'm calling from Nashville.
Yay!
Welcome.
Yay, Carrie. I think people in Nashville are scared to participate in the show, so I'm glad that you called.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, my mom used to make this, and we were kind of poor. It was pork and beans, uh-huh. a can of corn drained, hot dogs cut up, and a can of tomato sauce, and you cook it on the stove, and she called it chow.
Chow. All right, let's go over this list again here, Carrie.
Okay.
It's pork and beans,
yes.
corn, hot dogs, and
yes.
and tomato sauce.
Yes.
All right.
Sounds he did so up on good. The stove. Chow.
You got your chow.
Grandparents were so good with like corn. Mm-hmm. I mean, just corn. They could make
anything
out of corn, dude.
Exactly.
It's true.
It ended up on the steak. Stove. It's popped up with a whole entire table full of
yeah.
food.
It's a meatloaf on your plate, but somehow they made it out of corn.
Exactly.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks for listening to Nashville. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye bye. Here is Mike. Mike, in addition to the Broke Folk Cookbook.
Yeah, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Whenever I go grocery shopping, I always stock up on mac and cheese and, like, turkey kielbasa. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep the turkey kielbasa frozen in the freezer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm running low on funds, like, mm-hmm. I'll cook up the mac and cheese, thaw out the turkey kielbasa, and mix that up.
That was my standard all through college. In fact, I think I almost won a cooking competition in here with just that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you almost, or did you?
Or did I win it that one day?
I don't know, Jen, did she? Or did he?
Yeah, Rachel Ray picked you.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, I mean, he's right, man. It's like it costs a total of about 45 cents to make, but
exactly.
it fills you up. The problem is there's so much salt in it that you're thirsty for like 48 hours. Cindy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. We need another entry into the Broke Folk Cookbook.
Okay, I always take
make ramen noodles and I get the chicken flavor, which is 16 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I cook that. I add a tablespoon of peanut butter. That makes it have a Thai base to it. And any kind of meat I have in my refrigerator, if it's a chicken, a hot dog, or whatever, I saute that.
Uh-huh.
Add that, and I have any kind of vegetable, and it's a Thai dish.
It's a Thai dish with romaine noodles, peanut butter, any meat, and some vegetables.
That's awesome. Yeah. And all the salt makes her yell.
Well, and somebody just sent me a website. Apparently, it's a website where you can just put in whatever you have in your pantry, like any ingredients you have in your pantry. You put it together, and they'll tell you how to make a meal.
Oh my
really?
God,
I'll have
great.
To send that to post on
Try
the website.
That. That's awesome.
What a
ramen
great idea.
Neals, whoever invented ramen neals, ramen noodles, needs to be kissed right on the lips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those things saved me so much back in the day.
Ramen noodles and rotel. Do they make rotel anymore?
The rotel cheese?
Yeah, it was like a tomato cheese dip for chips and stuff.
I
get rotel
do.
And chips.
Yeah.
You could do that with a rotel and a can of chili, too.
Mm-hmm. Pour it over some tortilla chips. You got nachos.
Meredith, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I always use, oyster crackers from Chili, you know, during the winter, and shredded cheese and bacon bits, and I put it in the microwave, and it's fabulous.
It's beautiful, man.
That sounds good. Amazing.
Yeah.
I can be poor and eat.
You can be poor and
you
eat
can
well.
Do it. Really
Not healthy,
good.
But well.
What was that website again that they just told you about?
It's called cookingbynumbers.com.
And that's you put the ingredients that you have in the kitchen, and it will tell you exactly how to make it.
It'll give you options, different options on what you can make with every ingredient
this
you have.
This is beautiful. We got to put that up online.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we'll do that at theburtshow.com.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby here has got some friends. They're in a kind of a tight spot right now.
They are. This couple's been together a long time. They got married, I would like to say maybe, 4 or 5 years ago. And they do have children. And things just, they have small children, I would say under the age of 5. And things have just been really, really tough for them. So they've had some pretty difficult times and decided to separate for a while. So she moved out, and I think it's been about a year. So everybody thought they were going down the divorce path. You know, there had been discussions about attorneys, and there had been talks about this and that and the other thing, but they were still co-parenting, and both, you know, spending time with the kids, taking turns and that kind of thing. But when that happens, they started talking about their issues with their family members, of course, right? Mm-hmm. So he's telling his family what's going on and the bad things that she's done. And she's telling her family what's been going on, the bad things that he's done. And so for this long period of time, they sort of been talking about each other with their closest family members, you know?
Sure.
It wasn't like, you know, anything like super dramatic, And they never said that they were for sure getting divorced, but they were taking some time away from each other to figure this out and whatever. And now they've decided to reconcile. They feel like it's best for the kids, and they've decided to get back together. Mm-hmm. So you would think that'd be a really happy thing, right? Mm-hmm. This marriage has been saved, and they're going to work on it. They say they're going to do counseling, but they haven't done it yet. And she has now moved back into the home. So they're back together. Kids are all in the house together. You know, kids are understanding that mommy's back and they're all, you know, going to figure it out. Well, now, like, their families are really upset and they haven't really reconciled with the family.
Because each family hates the other person.
Yes.
Well, you're talking so much crap probably about that person.
Right.
To your family.
It's like his family is like, you know, and there's other things going on in his family where another sibling is getting married and they don't want to invite her to the wedding because they're so mad at her from the last year of all of this stuff going on. You know, the grandparents have stepped in a lot for child care on both sides. And now the grandparents on both sides are frustrated with the, you know, so it's like, even though the couple's reconciled, the family's not reconciled about it at all. And it's almost like the families, I think, now almost wish that they would have just gotten divorced.
Well, they were probably in a mental place where it's like, well, you know what? She's
a bitch, or
he's a punk, and they're going their separate ways.
And so, philosophically, you just want to say, as the family members, that, well, so long as they're happy, I'm glad we did our part in the time that they were having a tough time. But realistically, you've got, I think, the family takes all that stuff way harder than the people that are actually in it. It's one of the reasons why sometimes when I'm going through some weird stuff with my mom and my dad, I won't bring it up to Stacey because she will never let it go.
Well, because in Stacey's position, she doesn't have the emotional connection with your mother. And these families, they're not in love with the other person like the couple themselves are. So, of course, their feelings are going to be just one-sided, you know. But especially since kids are involved, do you think that they think that this marriage is not going to last even though they're working on it?
I only know one side, and that's the case.
Because I wonder if that's why they won't let it go, because they feel like it's a lost cause anyway. But that's not fair, because it's up to the couple.
They feel, the family side that I know feels like they're gonna get hurt again, and this is just gonna happen all over again, and they're not really resolving the issue. So I just wonder about like family forgiveness. You know, like, is it harder for the family to forgive than it is for them to forgive each other for their,
absolutely,
the things they've done?
I don't even think it's close.
You know? And I just wonder, like, if, because obviously, you know, tons of couples go through that kind of thing. Lots of marriages go through really difficult times, or even years and years apart and then reconcile. Like, I just wonder if families can really, truly ever get back to where they were before all that.
877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. It almost feels like the couple needs to showcase themselves to both sides of the family. So both sides realize.
Do a demo of good behavior. Like,
yes. Well, the other thing, too, I'm wondering is, like, the husband, should he go to the wife's family and talk to them one-on-one and sort of, like, ask for their forgiveness? Should the wife go to the husband's family and sort of ask for their forgiveness and their love again? And what, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get past all of that?
Here comes consistent Melissa.
Here I come down the track. No, I think that they have to do that. It's a family. So I think that they have to, it's almost like a summit where you have to bring the families together and they have to talk to them as a couple. I think.
Now, hasn't the rule always been like you have to take care of your own side of the family and then he or she has to take care of her side of the family? So rather than put him in the uncomfortable place of having to go to the in-laws, she should take care of it.
But most of the time, that's a one-sided problem. Like in the times we've talked about that, it's been like the mother-in-law is giving the wife crap. So it's really up to the husband to talk to his mom. But in this case, it's both families and it's their marriage and there's a part of me that feels like if you want to have a united front to show them we are committed to making this work, I think you have to do it together with everybody there.
And ask for everybody's forgiveness.
And everybody work together.
Here's Janine. I don't even know that you have to ask for forgiveness. I just think you need to tell them that everything's cool.
Right, like we are working on this.
Hey, Janine, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say that I went through something similar to that, and basically both people are just going to have to sit their families down and say, look, we're together. Whether you like it or not, you have to respect it.
So you say, like, do this in one room together, so it's not...
No, no, no. I'm saying, like, she's going to have to go to her family, and he's going to have to go to his family.
And just say, chill out, everybody.
But then...
Chill out, whether you like it or not. We're together, and just deal with it.
That's what most are calling us saying, though.
So,
man.
Like, the siblings of the one side that are getting married, you know, one of the siblings is getting married and is like, she's not invited to the wedding.
Really? Yeah.
That's not going to help in the long run right there. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jen, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. I went through the same crap, and basically the couple itself, both of them, husband and wife, need to go to both of their families together and say, look, we're getting back together because we want to be together. We love each other. Y'all need to just cool it. They need to tell them that they can't love them and accept it, and they need to get over it. And if they don't want to see them, then that will.
Because I feel like one of the side that I know the best is only being nice to the other spouse because they're afraid they'll take the kids away.
Oh,
and they
really?
Love those grandkids so much that they're like, okay, we'll just fake it. Like, you know, because we're afraid that we won't get to see the kids.
I don't think that's that uncommon in families. Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
Hey, I just want to say that they don't need to go ask for forgiveness. They just need to show them that they're willing to work their way through everything. They need to, you know, go to the family counseling and all that stuff and then show that they're willing to work through it. They shouldn't have to ask for no forgiveness at all.
Yeah, that was my thought also, but definitely sounds like she's got a couple of options. Either they go in this together to both sides of the family, or they talk to the in-laws separately, or they talk to their own family separately.
Yeah, I think they're at the stage where they're all sort of avoiding that conversation.
I got to take this one here real quick. Hey, Peggy, I only have a couple of seconds here, but what's up?
Oh, well, I had a cousin that married the same lady three times, and the family just accepted her back, and it's their life.
Yeah, at some point, I think as a family, if you've been married to the same person three different times, the rest of the family just throws their hands.
Whatever. Here we go again. Here's another toaster.
La, la, la.
Good luck to you.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.